Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Now we go to the opening commodity market report. Here is AM 580 and Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City on this Tuesday morning. July wheat opened at 6:38, up 6 1/4 on the open. September, 6:48, up 5 3/4. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5:82, up 6 3/4 on the open. September, 6:10, up 6 1/2. December, 6:37, up 6 3/4. March, 6:46 3/4, down 3/4 on the open. July corn opened at 4:10, up 4 on the open. September, 4:19 1/2, up 4 3/4. December, 4:31 1/2, up 3 3/4. March of 2010, 4:43, up 3 1/4. May, 4:51 3/4, up 3 3/4. July, 4:55, down 1/2. September, 4:48 1/2, up 2. December of 2010, 4:41 1/2, up 3 3/4. And March of 2011, 4:52, up 3 1/4 on the open. July beans opened at 12:17, up 20 on the open. August, 11:43, up 15 1/2. November, 10:45, up 20 1/4. January, 10:50, up 18 1/4. March, 10:45, up 15 3/4. May of 2010, 10:33, up 16 3/4 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 4:10:50, up 5:20 on the open. August, 3:76, up 4:20. July soybean oil opened at 37.32, up 70 on the open. August, 37.36, up 59. June live cattle opened at 80.17 1/2, up 27 1/2 on the open. August feeders, 97.27 1/2, up 7 1/2. July lean hogs, 58.85, up 45. And July bellies, 60.90, up 200 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, there you are, sir. Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace. It looks to me like on the opening bell, traders took the opportunity to make corn prices a little bit higher in order to then take them down and use it as a selling opportunity.
Well, Dave, I caught your last three words, so I have no idea what you asked me.
I was saying that in the corn market off the opening bell, we had a firmer start, but it looked like traders were setting it up for a selling opportunity.
Well, you know, Dave, as we come in here today, we had the overnight rally back. Looked like we're going to see a turnaround Tuesday. We saw the crude oil up. You know, we're sitting here $1.48 higher in it. We've got the dollar down 62 cents. The Dow not responding to the good housing starts numbers compared to what we thought they would. But it seemed like they were sellers from the get-go. As soon as the market seemed to open, we saw a lot of the funds coming in there taking profits again and moving maybe to the short side of this market. But we are feeling that somewhere in this range, down just a little bit, that we will probably see a little bit of buying by some feed users along the way to lock in some costs, whether it's by putting some calls on top or just buying a little bit of corn here.
Do you think it's the level we're seeing today at that 4:27 1/2, the December basis, or a little bit softer than that yet?
Maybe a little bit softer than that. Take about a nickel off that, and I think then we'll see some good buying by possibly some ethanol plants and then also a few feed buyers.
So you like the 100-day moving average, maybe 4:24-ish in that area?
That would be the number we'd be looking at, yes.
What do we make of this break? First off, in your mindset, why do traders break the market at this point? And given the fact that when we were still talking ending stocks for new crop, it's still fairly snug.
Well, I think we've known that for an awfully long time, and we've continued to trade that. And I think that we took it past its fundamental balance as we go along that way. You know, we've looked at some fairly good weather since we've fairly well wrapped up the corn planting. You know, we looked at the ratings. You know, where our ratings increased from last year's time period at this point in time, where we still ended up with a pretty decent crop. And the good to excellence along that way, Dave. So those things included, probably as we look across that, we have to say, you know, I've been in Texas for the last 5 days, and I mean, we come back and corn here looks 6 inches taller than it did when I left. We've had some very good growing conditions. And I think as things green up around, why we see farmers being a little more willing sellers, number one. And number two, as you looked at all the charts, we weren't seeming to push through some of those levels. And fund managers and bullish fund managers get nervous when you don't keep pushing up. So they take profits, and when they're in the large number they are, they move things a little more than what would normally happen.
So in terms of acres as well as yield, the trader's mindset is ample?
I would say for right now it is, yes.
Do you think that when we get to the end of the month and look at the acreage report, we're going to find out that acres did indeed increase maybe significantly in corn, and that based not so much on timely planting here in the eastern Corn Belt, but the fact that probably the corn planters might have rolled longer than anticipated in the western Corn Belt?
Well, I think, number one, the corn planters rolled more in the western Corn Belt. I don't know that overall we'll have gained a lot of acres because they weren't able to roll in the eastern Corn Belt. And there's areas in southern Illinois, southern Indiana, parts of north central Illinois, and Ohio that just didn't get all the corn planted that they wanted to get planted. So I think we'll be okay as far as total corn acres. And I think that with the bean price that we had for a long time, that we're going to pick up some of those ghost acres also in the beans. So I feel that we're probably going to be okay on both of them when the June 30th report comes along, Dave.
Let's turn our attention to those soybeans, where on the November charts, 1040 remains the taffy pull area.
Well, you know, as we look at these, Dave, we saw a tremendous sell-off yesterday. We're seeing a little bit of a bounce back today. Mm-hmm. You know, we done a lot of damage. That 1040 is sitting there, and it's holding pretty good for right now. And I think that, you know, when it's all said and done, as long as we continue to see some rolling over of old crop purchases into the new crop, until we get just a little bit further down the road, it's going to be hard to move much below this. Now, can we move below this long-term, especially after we see the acreage report? I think we will.
Is the spread then topped? Did the July NOVE spread topped?
I think it's at a point where I'm not looking for it to move a lot more at this point in time, though.
What would it take? Cash price movement?
Well, I think that basically along the way we would have to see you know, more purchases made on the back end of things, stuff moving more than what we think that they will move from this point on.
So What are we left with for producers who have already priced some corn? Do they need to protect at this point? And if you didn't price corn at this point, do you price it now, or do you think, you know, come sometime in the summer, there's usually some sort of weather scare. We probably have one more maybe move up. I'll wait.
We always have some activity as we approach the 4th of July holiday, Dave. I guess if I hadn't done much at this point in time, I'm going to look for that one more shot around the 4th of July to push my sales.
What else do you have for us today, Wayne?
We don't have a whole lot going on here. You know, we've seen a lot of activity as far as a hot weather coming across the southwest, and, you know, we just don't want to see that come up this way for the summer. You know, the average temperatures in Texas were 99 to 104 this week.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Talk to you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. The current tick July wheat in Kansas City at 631, down 3/4. September, 642, down 1/4. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 576 1/4. It's up 1. September, 604 1/2, up 1. December, 631, up 3/4. July corn, 407, up 1. September, 415 3/4, up 1. December, 429, up 1 1/4, now up 1. May at 448 3/4, up 3/4. July crude oil, 72.15, up 1.53. July beans, 12.09 3/4, up 12 3/4. September, 10.76, up 16 1/4. November, 10.39 1/4, up 14 1/2. March of 2010, 10.45 1/4, up 16. July soybean meal, 4.06, up 70 cents. July soybean oil at 37.36, now 37.37, up 75. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.